Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Okay, this is Micah Solomon from Diversities of Scriptures. I believe your day is going so great, and God has been faithful to you, just as he has been to me. Hallelujah. All right, let's bow our heads as we begin. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. Thank you for we slept, we awoke, because you sustained us. You are our help, you are our shield, you are our comforter. We ask that you speak to us from your word, change us by your word, turn our life around by your word, and give us abounding testimonies from your word. Thank you, Father. Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So earlier this week, we looked at the scripture, Revelation chapter 21 and verse 5. And a topic was making all things new. Jesus making all things new. God making all things new. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 21 verse 5. If you're there, let's read together. Hallelujah. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Now look at that word. It said, he that sat on the throne. And who is sitting on the throne? Jesus. God is sitting on the throne. So he's the one who is directing our affairs. And he says, he's about to make things new. Hallelujah. He's about to make everything new. In your life, he's about to make everything new. In your business, he's about to make everything new. In your career, he's about to make everything new. In your academics, is about to make everything new. In every area of your life, God is about to make everything new. All things are passed away. New things is declaring right now. And he says, right, for these words are true and they are faithful. Hallelujah. Have you ever imagined the aftermath of a pathetic event? You see how peaceful everybody looks, or how confident everyone looks, not because they were not afraid of the battle they just won, but because they actually see themselves an overcomer, because the battle has been won. If you have ever been in a place where there is an uproar or violence, and you come with them to the aftermath where everything looks peaceful, you will understand that everyone that is in the aftermath has learned a lesson of the confidence of God, because they saw themselves triumphing. And so they saw themselves already at the aftermath triumphing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There is nothing impossible with God. There is nothing impossible with God. Be optimistic. Our God makes all things new. He makes all things new. Schools, offices, workshops, and business centers shall all look new, because things will change for the better. It means we are all left with limited time to start developing or writing our new mood, rules and laws of creating or doing things, because I don't think we would like to continue the old way. Because when God brings new things, it brings new laws, it brings new rules, because anything not improved upon will still bring the same effect. You don't want to see the same result over and over again. You want to see new results, you have to do new things. Hallelujah. Therefore, God is making all things new. And it starts with you preparing yourself in doing new things positively. Hallelujah. Thank you for listening. This is Diversity of Scriptures. Remember to like, share, and subscribe. God bless you.